Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping says China and Indonesia should advance cooperation in a coordinated manner in the post-pandemic era. In a phone conversation with Indonesian President Joko Widodo, Xi Jinping suggested that the two sides deepen cooperation through the Belt and Road Initiative. The two leaders also discussed enhancing cooperation on vaccine development and production, infrastructure, and trade. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi held talks with Bahraini Foreign Minister Abdullatif bin Rashid Al Zayani in the city of Wuxi on Tuesday. Al Zayani says Bahrain attaches great importance to deepening relations with China and is ready to expand bilateral cooperation in all areas. Wang Yi says China is willing to be a long-term and reliable strategic partner of Bahrain. The two sides exchanged views on cooperation between China and the Gulf Cooperation Council, as well as on the Iranian nuclear issue and the situation in the Middle East. The city of Tianjin has seen 97 people test positive for COVID-19 in the latest resurgence. The cases include 49 confirmed locally transmitted infections and 15 asymptomatic carriers, as well as others who tested positive but are awaiting confirmation. Tianjin launched citywide mass testing on Sunday. Hong Kong will suspend in-person learning at primary schools and kindergartens starting this Friday due to COVID-19. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam says that if the virus situation improves, students can return to school in February.
Today, I announced that kindergartens and primary schools will stop face-to-face classes until after the Chinese New Year holiday. So if everything is more under control, primary schools and kindergartens will resume classes after Chinese New Year, and then will go to schools to give students the vaccine.
Hong Kong's trying to limit Omicron outbreaks after infections were reported in students. The city's tightened COVID-19 restrictions in recent days after discovering Omicron had spread beyond people arriving from overseas. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows that the United States reported nearly 1.5 million new COVID-19 cases on Monday, the highest daily total of any country in the world amid the spread of the Omicron variant. Nearly 5 million new COVID-19 cases were reported across the country from January 2nd to the 8th, a record-high weekly increase since the onset of the pandemic in the country. Up to 11,000 new deaths were reported this past week. The recent record-high COVID-19 infections have put additional pressure on the overwhelmed healthcare system, with many hospitals reporting critical staff shortages. In the U.S., companies are facing a choice between vaccination, testing, and fines. From Monday, firms with more than 100 employees that violate the new vaccine mandate face penalties from the federal government. But some employers are waiting for a crucial ruling on this from the Supreme Court. Owen Fairclough reports.
We can't comply. The message from the United States Postal Service pleading with the White House for a reprieve from a COVID-19 vaccine mandate now being enforced. From Monday, companies with more than 100 employees can be fined more than $136,000 for repeatedly violating a law demanding their workers be fully vaccinated for COVID or are tested regularly.
The mandate affects some 80 million employees here in the United States, and the Postal Service, with 650,000 workers, has asked the Biden administration for a three-month reprieve from the mandate, insisting it needs more time to meet the requirements.
The U.S. Supreme Court will ultimately rule on whether the mandate stands or falls.
A new round of security talks between the United States and Russia has concluded in Geneva without yielding any diplomatic breakthrough. The U.S. delegation was headed by Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman, while Russia's was led by Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov. Ryabkov says that he's told his U.S. counterpart that there was no reason to fear an escalation of tensions with Ukraine. Sherman's set to travel to Brussels for further consultations with European officials. The Danish Sports Confederations announced the country's first ever women's ice hockey Olympic team, which will compete at the upcoming Olympic Winter Games in Beijing. For the first time at the Olympics, the women's ice hockey competition features 10 teams. Denmark is grouped with Japan, the Czech Republic, Sweden, and China, with three qualification spots up for grabs. Denmark's competing in the Winter Olympics with its largest delegation ever. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.